A Rural Affair by Catherine Elliot. Read by Alison Reed. Chapter 1. If I'm being totally honest, I had fantasised about Phil dying. Only in a mild, half-baked Thursday morning in Sainsbury's sort of way. I'm not talking about lying awake at night plotting his demise, no. Just idly cruising those aisles, popping in the Weetabix or driving to pick Clemmy up from nursery, dreaming a little dream, that sort of thing. Like you do when you're bored and you've got two small children on your hands and you've been married for a while to an irritating man. Wondering what life would be like without a husband. And always the life afterwards bit, the nicer bit, not the horrid bit of the death itself. Having the house to myself appealed. Getting rid of those ghastly leather sofas in tummy upset brown, never having to hoover them again and get right down into the cracks, or keep the house immaculate as he liked, and as his mother had so assiduously done. No more wiping the skirting boards weekly, or turning the mattress monthly. No more meat and two veg and a lot more pasta, or just a boiled egg. No more frantically raking up autumn leaves, I mused to myself now as one fluttered onto my windscreen, a beautiful blood-red sycamore, spiralling down, winking at me. They could just lie where they fell, in a red and gold carpet on the grass as nature intended, instead of having to rush out like a lunatic when the first one dropped, Phil shouting, "Quick! They're coming!" raking furiously. These sorts of thoughts. Innocuous, harmless ones that crested, then sank, only to resurface some weeks later.